about that time. It's party time from the Cultured Swine on radiodr.co.za.
Hi, it's party time from the Cultured Swine, and today it's our last episode of the year, 2020.
And it's been a long year, dog. It's been a long year, bruh.
Indeed it has.
Hey, but shame we made it, guys. We're all still here.
We are here. Ukon, so what's only COVID, Pat Gwen?
Asymptomatic.
I think so, too.
I don't think I got it. I've been pretty precautious about everything, so.
Yeah, we all have, but like,
but you got it.
When did I get it?
I mean, I feel like when your parents, you
know. No, I tested negative, my bro.
Nah, then it's angel, bro. I also tested negative. Slu, did you even test once?
My mina.
Yeah.
I
never.
No.
Hey, bro.
Never sick, never nothing.
Oh my gosh, guys, the last episode of 2020. How was Christmas?
Yo, Christmas is actually quite trash, you know.
Huh?
Ah, bruh, it's like I didn't get to spend time with my whole family. And like Christmas is that time of the year where like my whole family is there. Mind your dog, with COVID, some people had symptoms, some people had whatever, so yeah, they just didn't want to come through.
Yeah, a lot of people, Shame, spent this Christmas like mourning more than they were celebrating the birth of Christ and like being with family and whatever. It was like a somber. It was a somber time for most people.
Yeah.
This Christmas.
So you went to church?
Oh no.
No, no.
I didn't say for me. I said for other families it wasn't a Merry Christmas.
Even going to church though is like a risk, dog. Aren't churches closed?
Are they still open?
Yeah. Only bottle stores on the weekends.
Yeah, dog, because I think indoor it's 100 people, outdoor 250.
Indoor, like a church, you can have 100 people.
Yeah, but it depends on how big your place is. If obviously it's a small place, then yeah, it's going to be less numbers.
75,
maybe.
Yes, sis. I thought church was
nah, about online, gone. About it, dog. About online.
How? We need God through these times.
Yeah, but we can speak to God. We can speak to God from anywhere we are. Yeah, you don't have to go to church. In church, you just go for your God, wine and cracker.
That's technically the first Zoom meeting, though.
The first what?
The first Zoom meeting. Please expand on this. Why are you saying what you're saying?
Wireless communication.
Oh my gosh, come on, Slu.
Right, I mean,
you know, it is.
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
What are you going to do?
So, Slu, sure. I want to ask something. Mike and I were having a discussion and we're having an argument here. Let's say, ne?
Why are you wrong?
I'm joking. Fuck off. Let's say a situation occurs and you're out of the house past curfew. Mm-hmm. It's yourself and a friend, even, whoever. The friend...
It's a guy.
A girl.
A partner.
A partner.
In crime?
No, just
clearly, because you're committing a crime.
No. At that moment, yes. Yeah.
Okay.
With the vibes, yeah.
And with the vibes, okay.
So...
Flow like the water.
So your partner decides... Well, not decides, but you tell your partner, go... You know, as in go
lala.
Home because curfew is about to shire. But you now are stranded if this person leaves. Do you still persist that they leave you? And do you expect them to actually legit leave you even when you've said, leave me?
Is the girl saying, leave me?
No. Let's say the girl has her mode of transport.
When the guy doesn't.
You don't.
Okay, wait. Why does the guy want to stay?
He doesn't want to stay. He wants to leave. He just hasn't slanganisa'd his mode of transport yet.
So I have the chair. So he's just telling you, chair to go to Vai.
Yeah.
Because curfew.
Is it fine for her to leave you there alone? Or how do you feel in that situation? Do you want her
Am I asking for a lift?
Huh?
Am I asking for a
You're not asking for a lift. Oh, then she can go. Yeah.
Unless I'm asking for a lift, explicitly asking her for a lift, then it's weird. But it's also weird, like, but you're not getting a lift.
Exactly.
If it's in there, I'm not talking about if it's like we're going in two different directions. Yeah, but like it's tricky. Like, but also if I'm not asking for that lift, then I'll.
Okay,
I can't put
you're
it
going in two separate directions. She's yeah. going north, you're going south.
Yeah, if I'm not asking for a lift, then she must go.
No, guys, I don't know. I don't agree.
What do you mean you don't agree, dog?
Because I just feel like Nhlali say, like we're in this together.
No, but curfew, dog, like get
yeah,
home.
But yeah, true. I get that, and it's like caring, coming from a caring
place. Yeah, but
place,
I get it from her thing. If it was her, because if it was her chilling. She's a girl. She's a new.
That's another thing. That's why she doesn't agree as well. She knows that I would stay. I would never leave that hard there.
Yeah. But anyway,
I'd never
guy,
leave
it's like
in that situation.
We don't expect the same things that you want.
Really don't.
Anyway, so it's like, hey, just be safe so I'm not thinking about you. And then.
Yeah.
So I'm not thinking about you.
Yeah exactly, so dog. I'm worried about myself.
Yeah.
I guess. Okay, I didn't think about it from like
dude,
there.
Like, imagine the stress of like. By herself somewhere in the dark after curfew.
Not even in the same car and she's chilling. Nigga, fuck out of here.
Yeah, but like, I don't know. Just.
Nah. I thought maybe the brav wants to do. Nah.
It's not that deep. But it's just like we had a good day together. Leave. Even though I'm stranded right now, I'd rather you leave right now.
Yeah, but like.
Saying to her that you're stranded.
Huh? She knows I'm stranded. She knows I'm stranded.
But do you see, like just to say I'll go out the way then and drop you and then...
Yeah, I wouldn't make it like... I wouldn't... It's tricky because I also wouldn't want to like her to know that she's leaving me in like in a weird situation.
Well, clearly she knew.
No, I'm just saying, Guti, like I wouldn't want her to like now what she worry. Knows. I'll just carry that shit and say someone is coming. But don't stress.
Yeah.
Okay,
I don't need her to be like now in a position of like, go. I ain't got no ride.
But it's not like
you
obviously.
Then it's like it's almost like you're putting that person in like a
in that position.
Yeah,
like
having a weird
to pick
of like yeah of like imagine is she a cock if she leaves or is she a pussy?
Dog.
Is she a cock if she leaves or is she a pussy if she just stays and cuddles and say, hey, I'm with you. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Guys, Slew is on something.
No, but like,
I get you.
Deep. You just made it deep for me. It wasn't that
No,
deep.
I didn't make it deep. I was just saying, like, even at least to a garage where it's a bit safer, you know.
Yeah, but you come, I get where you're coming from.
Yeah.
With who Mike is, like, it's not the same. It's like guys don't want the same sort of like treatment.
So it's safety.
No, it's safety. It's safety. You're not going to do anything for my safety. But you're rather a distraction if anything happens because then I'm worried about your safety.
Yeah.
As opposed to my safety.
Yeah, nah, I understand. Michael, let's reflect on like our episodes that we've had this year, 2020. When did we start the podcast? 2019, 2020?
I'm going to 18.
18 maybe?
You're lying.
Okay.
Maybe
19. 18.
I just remember the first.
I
think I remember the first like person, but I don't remember when.
Who was the first person?
Jay Kromhout. He was the fashion guy.
I don't think I was there.
No, you weren't there yet.
I was really there.
No, you weren't. It was still myself
and the dragon.
No, not even. It was still just myself.
Really?
Yeah.
CeeLo. Oh, no.
And CeeLo, yeah.
That's crazy.
And I remember we had the Graham Beck, sponsored by Yama.
Graham Beck.
Yeah, as our beverage.
As a beverage of the day.
Yeah.
Okay, that's
so the alcohol thing has always been around. Yeah.
Synonymous. It's almost like, not that part of your blood.
Oh, come on.
I mean, so how many episodes did you do by yourself?
I think I've only, I think like after three, I was like, okay, I want to share this with someone. I think it was definitely three, if not less, even maybe two. Then I was like, no, I want someone else. Yeah. Like, it's always fun to have, to like bounce off ideas there from like other people.
Different perspectives and shit. Yeah.
Do you think Mike could have a ranting podcast?
Where he runs by himself.
Like where he's able to just like
today.
Yeah, he like actually
fuck potato salad.
He actually could. He actually could because Michael has a lot of shit that he needs to deal with. Like he doesn't say a lot.
Are you telling these people that I've got problems?
Basically, yeah.
I've got problems in this
Yeah, so what was your favorite podcast episode? The Cultured Swan episode?
I think it's when I first came through and we had the dragon and it just made it like a whole culture of having the podcast and then having fun as siblings and shit. And then afterwards, I think it was the top five sessions.
Top five.
When we'd all be smashed and then just speaking about random fucking top five.
Yeah, I remember that. Like, Slew.
Top five rappers, top five cars.
Do you remember the one where Kagukona, even Lungelo, it was you, Lungelo.
Was that a different time?
I think, that was a different time. Mm-hmm. But there was Silo, Mzamo, myself.
Mm-hmm.
And we just, like, I don't know what the hell we're speaking about, but we just were going in. I think that podcast even went for, like, a whole hour.
Yeah. Also, the other one with I think it was Undumi and Kusike.
Yes.
That was a dope one. Yes. That was a serious one, though.
Yo, that one was deep, actually.
Was that the rape one?
Yes.
Oh, no, not like that.
But it was that one. During I didn't that hear period. Because it was during that period, Jay, like, when the post was happening in South Africa. Really,
if you had a penis, like, what have you done with it?
Slow.
It was mental, bro.
Slew, really which ones time. Have you, like, not even listened to, but, like, were interested in?
I think I've listened to quite a few. Just to also, like, get a feel of, you know, where's the mic? Hey.
Look at them sharing alcohol. For once, I'm the only one drinking water. The rest of them are drinking juice.
So wait, but for me, like, okay, I more have FOMO on ones that I missed out on as opposed to like, this one was my favorite. Like, I wish I was there for the rape one.
As in you were there on the day.
I wish. Not to probe, but I wish like I could like just have been there and sort of like
ask what you want.
Like interpreted.
There's some things you wanted to know.
Kind of like
probing, but also it's just like I want to
not
probe. Like,
yeah, just for like understanding. Just for understanding.
Because
I think it's such a great area.
It is. It is. And it was also such a weird like position for me in terms of like I've never even been around or like dealt with someone who's like openly said that they've been raped you know, you don't know how to treat that person, you don't know if treating them differently from
is like the wrong thing.
Yeah, you don't know what to do and like literally, to just have them boom on the show.
I feel like literally it depends on your relationship with the person, because I've been in that position a couple of times. Like, depending on the relationship, it's either like, oh, fuck, I'm sorry, dude. Shit, I'm here for you, whatever.
Mm.
Or it's fucking like rage, you
the,
know? Like,
cuff, like, you first met and whatnot, and it's like, yeah, you know.
I've had people that do that like, just, what? You know, like, you've just met for the first time, and they'll just be like, yeah, I've been raped. And like, what do you, okay. And like, you're also still registering it. Like, you don't want to say sorry because what's that going to do?
I mean.
How do you react to that?
Dog, you're just like, okay, cool. Like, at least cool. you're comfortable with your story with enough to just say it to people you don't know.
It's a tricky one, huh? Because it's also like, it's like, okay, so if I do something, that, if I go through something and like, okay, so it's a tricky one. Because you don't want to like offend, but what I'm trying to say is that like if you go through something, right? So you go through something, right? Sharp. That sort of affects you in a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but any. So either ideally you're supposed to be able to like grow from anything. Yeah, but any. There's like a silver lining to everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're supposed to grow for everything. But like if you have like so you achieve something, for instance, maybe a degree. Not to say rape is a degree.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm saying like, do you start with saying with the precept when you meet somebody, hey, I have this degree, and then go into it in terms of like you know what I'm saying? It's almost like when you're engaging with somebody, not that you're showing your best of yourself or your CV per se, but you are sort of like trying to, you're building
your image, the of, image yourself
of yourself to that person. Yeah, 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 so the information you first lead with is like, okay, sharp, it's like, Is it relevant?
Mm.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
And does relevance matter in like just an example? If somebody came off the cuff with that shit, yeah, bro, and it's like, ooh, okay.
I mean, it just depends on maybe if it comes up in conversation, then they're like, okay, it's the first time we're chilling, but the conversation, you know,
was leading came to up, that. Yeah, and
then, sure.
Then that kind of makes sense. It's like, gotcha. Okay, then you know your story or whatever, you're cool. But gotcha. I don't expect you to do that. But at the same time, it's not like I'm judging you. It's like, okay, you're cool enough to just say, okay, this is a very sensitive topic. Because I think it's also like a way of just like, okay, guys, let's not talk shit about this. Because I'm saying this now so that you guys know, Guti, like, it's not a joke.
Yeah.
You know, so it's maybe. Also that perspective as well.
I've never thought tricky. About it like that. Yeah, right. That maybe the reason why they just say
it's
it.
It's like a defense mechanism. It's
like, yeah, to maybe to say let's
sensitize everyone around you.
Because literally, I've been in a stupid situation where I've made like a dumb joke about it. Like, not that I regret it. I do regret it, but like, I was still a kid. I was still stupid. I didn't know what the fuck I was saying.
What happened?
I just made a dumb joke.
Yeah, well, tell us what happened.
I'd rather not.
Don't let the boy not. Repeat his.
No, yeah. I'm not trying to. Yeah, about me. I'm not trying to. Like tear Mike down for whatever. Yeah,
I know.
And
I know,
wait,
I know,
and like also because emotional situations or emotional things, it's like they delicate to engage because when somebody feels highly emotional about something or strongly about something, it's sort of like not that you create a rift of division, but like you sort of seen you now on the other side or there's something wrong or whatever the case is, but like it's like how you internalize something is totally different from
how somebody else
internalizes something. Yeah, but any right, so it's like you also don't want Mike possibly to develop habits that inhibit how he engages or develops his thinking about some shit. And if you risking to engage with somebody and if you're honestly risking to honestly engage with somebody, then you risk offense about in like you risk offending somebody, you risk saying the wrong thing in it, but it doesn't necessarily come from like the wrong place.
I guess you gotta drop it, bro.
Let's go.
Nah, for me, it was just stupidity. Like, I won't tell you this. This is really dumb. It's like, even though it didn't come from the wrong place, I still shouldn't have said it. Mm. It was just stupidity at its finest, you know? So, I'd rather not.
It's a joke that missed.
Huh?
It's a joke that missed.
Was it a joke?
It was a joke. The guy will only take a risk for a joke.
I don't know. I feel like I was just trying to prove a point.
Yeah.
But the way that I proved it in was
so packaging.
Messy. Yeah. It was messy. It was messy.
I want to get you guys' things on packaging, bro.
Packaging how?
Like how you say.
How
like,
you deliver okay, message.
Like, yeah, like content. Because like for me, it's becoming a constant theme. Yeah, well, because I'd say I've become more like blunt in terms of like how like I just speak.
It's famous man's.
Bruh.
I see you posting and I'm like, Jacon.
Aiko.
I feel like she's on holiday. Yeah. So for me, I've become more blunt in, right? And then it's become like not a sore point, but it's been brought up, Aguti, maybe, hey, listen, your message is missed because possibly of your packaging. Yeah, but in. And like, how much time or like mental capacity do you guys spend in like
sugarcoating?
Like making, yeah.
I think way too much time than like needed.
I feel like I'm just as blunt as you. It's just that
I don't know. For me, it depends on how comfortable I also am, like around that person or that group of people, because there are people that I can who like are my friends and should know that like if I say some shit, I'm not saying it from a place of I hate you or like from a bad place. It's coming from
but like,
me telling you something, so I can be blunt with them. But and I don't know why it's weird, because why would I sugarcoat a stranger, you know?
But
that's
like
the thing. Like that's what I'm saying. Namuguta, like I don't see the point of sugarcoating, because how you see me is how you see me. And if you don't know that, then me being blunt should be the indication, Namuguta, this is me.
Yeah, but it's like well, how so we're talking about what is it? Coding? What is it?
Yeah, code switching.
Yeah. Code is switching. That like I can. That's code switching, remember?
The whole thing of changing.
Code switching,
yeah.
I think more in like, especially in corporate or like in any, if you're the employee, you have to sugarcoat. You can't go up to your boss and be like, this fucking sucks.
No, Pelan, don't do that. You don't do
even
that
if you
in
say,
a workplace.
No, but like even if you say this sucks or you don't want to do this or, you know, you have to say it in that formal email letter like, I currently am unavailable to deliver this project, instead of saying, you know what, I actually don't want to do it. It sucks.
Okay.
Whereas
perceived value, kind of like how much perceived value do you think there is in like packaging? Because if there's a dope product, nah, and the slogan of the dope product is like fuck it, buy it. Yeah, but you knew it was fire. And it's like, we're not going to work on a slogan. We're not going to, like, fuck it. Like, just buy it.
But then if the product is that dope, then even with that slogan, it doesn't matter. Or they have a right to have that slogan because, like, fuck it. Why aren't you buying it?
Sure. So then why isn't messaging the same in terms of content?
Like how so?
Like, why does it have to be packaged a certain way in order to be received, instead of just like, it's such dope content.
Yeah.
Here, just like, take it, like, it's on you to digest it. Yeah, bro?
Because my thing is like, yeah. You have to first write a whole thing about it. You have to first, like, explain it before people can go for it. Why can't you just say, dewa?
I mean, What's like a good way to say this? Like, I feel like even just like selling that product to certain people, it's like you're giving them what they need, and most of the time people don't know what they need. It's always what they want.
But I also think it's because if you can believe in it, like and like speak on it in a good way, then that's how people can trust that. Okay, I can watch it. I can consume
it. In relating to packaging.
I can consume it. If you set it up this way and you believe that, like, this is the thing, and you speak on it like this is the thing, then they can trust you.
Okay.
Like, you just have to... I think you just have to be a trust, like, a reliable source. You can't just...
Are you just saying, let's say, okay, for a product, I guess it's specific to, like, the target market that you're trying to achieve. So,
yeah.
Well, you're targeting, so you're not going to, like... speak bold English. To
no,
like,
yeah.
It's a good product or whatever. Yeah. But I'm saying in terms of like just the mental capacity that goes to putting together how you phrase something when you're trying to accommodate another person's feelings in, as opposed to best articulating how to get the point across.
But how often do you have the other person's like you know, their safety at heart whenever you want to tell them something straight. Like, how often does it happen? Me, it happens very often. Don't I'll say something very blunt. It's going to be like, Mike, you're talking shit. Not even an hour later, the same person's going to come back and be like, yo, I needed that. You know? I feel like that's what it is. That's what it is. That's what me being blunt is. It's like, I don't carry that message until you sniff it and you know, just shove it down your throat. And then later you'll understand, it's, oh, I'm full. I needed this. I was hungry. Thanks for saying that.
So you're saying that you don't worry about the packaging.
I don't. I just say what I need to say because I know at the end of the day it's going to come through back into your mind.
Yeah.
And you know that I was right.
Sure cares.
So packaging doesn't really matter to me. As long as
okay, gotcha.
By the time you need what I said, it does actually work, then I'm cool with that.
Guys. Why are we so deep today?
yeah. You...
It's Noah. I want to talk about...
Okay, talk about what you want to talk about.
I told you I'm reminiscing here.
Sure, let's go.
Yeah. What did I want to say now? Slew, you've literally just like...
We went through what's your best episode?
Oh, yeah. The one for me was the Cacacity. The one that we...
Yolanda.
No, it was...
TC.
No. It had myself, you, Nono, and Ndu.
Oh,
the one that we filmed at my place, yeah.
And I think I listened to that one.
Yeah, and we basically spoke about the caucasity of Caucasians.
Oh man, the caucasity.
And it actually like that one actually trended for a minute. Hey,
did it?
You're right. I mean, yeah, like it did.
It did quite well. Uti, you're right.
You're right.
It did quite well. Like, I kept seeing it on people's...
Shandises.
Yeah, like socials. Statuses, Facebooks.
Truthy, we just need to do more deep topics.
We do. But, like, at the same time, I don't want it to always be deep. I think definitely, though, for 2021, we need to...
What deep topics would you want to cover? We can... You have 10 minutes. If you had 2 minutes on each topic, it's going to cut down.
So 2021, we're doing a revision board of
men are trash.
No, stop okay. it. I've never said men are trash. Okay, maybe I have, but like
not to us, because we'll tear you apart.
I'll tear you apart.
She said it on the podcast.
Dude.
They can't see how big my smile is.
Yeah, I like really want us to like figure this out for 2021. I want something new, something fresh. Definitely doing visuals. 2021.
Visuals.
Okay. Hard on the visuals. 2021.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I'm thinking, because remember when we first began, we said we wanted to actually pop into different
elements.
Spaces and but if that, because that's not going to be possible with COVID around, and obviously now we're like stationed in station drive.
But I mean, we can make it visual here,
yeah.
I think
branding, like whatever branding you want to do, what you want to add specific to the show, props, things. I mean, the space is big on the table,
yeah. I think let's prop it up,
creative, yeah,
prop it up. Maybe like add some songs, not music, but per like
se. No, but like even with the Longelo Man
song of the week,
I really enjoyed how podcast and then break and then I got to hear the artists that they're speaking to.
But now, if we're bringing someone that's not an artist who doesn't have something that
then
anybody
that's feeling now, Yabon and Jaguti, hey, get in touch with them and I'll play your songs this week, whatever. Something like that. Or something, or maybe a song that goes with the topics that we have.
Except I want to hit a producer plug.
Yeah,
for the next guest.
For the next guest, yeah.
Yeah.
We can do that.
Tiny.
I remember you telling me, the guy that did...
Tiny Films. He did iTru, I think. Don't quote.
Oh, I like that guy. I follow that guy. That guy got some great stuff.
Didn't he also just recently do that new video with that Babs guy?
Yeah.
I think I saw...
Pete Dogg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Please bring that guy through, bro. He's actually in
the thing. On the floor.
Right now?
Well, not right now, but I mean...
He's on the floor somewhere, somehow, sometimes.
Yeah. Oh, wait.
All right, bring him through.
I really also want God. I've been trying to get God on the show.
God on the home. Zoom done. Zoom on I on a Zoom meeting idea.
No, we're not Zooming here.
All right. I don't know who God is.
Oh my gosh.
Which God are you talking about? I mean, I know the God with many faces.
Talking about my cousin, God, not God. The one. Yeah, I've been wanting him here. You'll know him when he comes through.
I know him already.
No, you'll know him. Because, you've seen him around. You just always forget people's names.
Mm.
Actually, do you? No, you don't.
Mm-mm.
Maybe it's just irrelevant.
Mm-mm.
Heavy.
Okay. Let's go.
Heavy.
2021, let's go.
2021,
but I'm
coming
still gonna
with
have
slander.
Him on. I'm still gonna have him on for 2021 because I appreciate his music, and I know there's plenty of people out there that appreciate
Except,
his music.
Oh, you've seen Ulumka, eh?
Fabulous.
Yeah. You see what she's been doing now.
No.
The Amabala Guni Dragon.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, you guys, we do alcohol. I mean,
get a young sponsorship plug here on these bitches, you get what I'm saying?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Let's, we need to link up on that.
Ever?
And then on the 30th, it's Party Time's birthday.
Ugh.
So that's Lele.
It's fine. You
Cupcake
guys can
has got us going to. On the 31st.
I said 30th.
On the 30th. Yeah. Or it's like the pre-party to the pre-party to the party.
Yeah. So it's okay. You guys can sleep.
Emma,
hey,
you
You understand that you have to throw a party literally from 10 to 4 a.m. because people can't leave your house.
Mike's keeping them in. I thought he was going to say from 12 nyana to 10.
But curfew is at 11. How are they going to leave?
They're gonna risk it for the biscuit, dog.
Man's about closure when.
Me, I'm not. Yeah, I'm parking there to sleep.
No, I'm joking. Everyone's gonna be parking anyway. Yeah, everyone's gonna park and sleep if that's what they need to do.
All right. Okay. So, Manja, when's the one?
It's a bring and share. Nah, don't fuck around with feeding people, hey?
Bring and share what?
Your alcohol, your.
It's supposed
food.
To be your personality, Mike.
Exactly.
You're just supposed to bring Mike and say.
Your vibe. Hey, guys.
Feel the vibe.
This is to be visual.
This is why I need visuals because Slew just keeps fucking up in the studio. But yeah, guys, I don't know. Anyone wants to reflect on anything?
2020 has been shit. But this podcast has been consistent, even though I haven't been. And yeah, it's just giving me a great opportunity to wake up and try and do better every week.
Hey,
and
do I'm better.
Trying, so
do I'm better. Be a better, better so. Man.
Huh?
Be a better man.
Be a better man.
Hey.
And yeah, shout out to Spume. Yo, I'm really proud of you for waking me up every Sunday to come and do this.
If you weren't doing it, Spume, fuck.
Yeah, this would be dead.
Yeah, fuck.
These people would have no conversations to get deep on every week. And
understand.
Yeah, very true.
Yeah. And your ability to dial a number is fuck,
it's
man.
Amazing.
Amazing.
What? Slew, what you trying to say?
You are multi-talented.
You are multi-talented.
Oh,
no,
thank you. But before we go on our break, we also have voice notes from people who've either listened or been part of the Cultured Swine podcast. Mm. So let's hear from them.
Cultured Swine. I'm so proud, first of all, to be to have been a part of it. Secondly, to see how far it's gone and how much it's influenced culture. A lot of movements, rather supported a lot of movements and been a part of culture. It's been a wild ride. I'm super, super proud and really, really excited to see what more the Cultured Swine will hand to us on a silver platter, because it's nothing but fire!
How's it, guys? Tando Tele, TC here. The Cultured Swine is incredible content, honestly. It started off as a bit of a hobby for a particular Spume Mahlobo, but she's really done something really great with it, and I'm stoked that Deeply Rooted have taken it on and made it one of its prime shows on its platform. It's really informative, lots of fun, lots of drinking to be had as well. And my time as a guest there was really, really cool. Hope I get invited there very soon again, because I always have a lot of ish to talk about.
Hey there, I'm Duduzo Mkhobozi. I've been to the Cultured Swine twice now. Had a really amazing time. I think it is amazing the work that is happening with the Cultured Swine team. My favorite episode that I was on was the one I did recently actually, where we did speak about prep and pep and stuff. And the reason why specifically I love that is because at the time I was going through that medication. But more than that, it was one of those things, it's like, in as much as, you know, we can make jokes and we can laugh about many topics and whatever else we speak about or what the things we do, it is very important as friends, as people of the same generation, that we sometimes take a moment to actually educate one another about things that aren't necessarily as out there as they should be in terms of information availability. So for me, this is why I really enjoy, you know, being on the Cultured Swine when I'm invited, but also listening every Monday when a new episode has been published.
Hey guys, it's your boy Jay Styles, the one and only, the flyest, you know what it is. I'm so glad to be the first one that was on the Cultured Swine. We had a great and fun episode. The way that Deeply Rooted is doing the Cultured Swine, it's a very, very dope experience. And keep it up, guys. Keep going forward. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to be on it and be the first person on it.
This is Lungile Manzi, guys, wishing you a wonderful 2021. You guys have had an amazing year. And thank you for the amazing content. Shout out to everybody that's been up there. Onwards and upwards, man. Oh, well.
Oh, uswayin, my daughter. Hi, party time. Nah, dude. Great show. Keep it up. Love your content. Love everything about your show. Love your energy and your realness. Keep it going. 2021. Let it shine on you, girl. Let it shine.
Thank you guys so much for these voice notes. Really means a lot to us. Yeah, Michael. What you trying to say, bro? Did you hear the listeners, the peoples responding?
Yeah, dog, I didn't know we had such nice people, you know, that listen to our stuff and they enjoy us like that. Because literally, I just come here and speak to you guys and hopefully somebody catches it. And
yeah.
I'm really happy that I have proof that there are people that do listen. So
yeah.
I'm just really
casted. What do I want to say? Oh, are we going to drop a song of the year? Something that we all lack? Yes, no?
What's your December song now? What you listening to?
Hey, bro, I'm really into the Yanos lately, hey?
Fuck. What's the Yanos?
The pianos.
All right.
Yeah, all right. But like, I'm not going to drop a song. I'm just saying, like...
Me. So the very category you just spoke about now, you're not going to participate
in? No. No.
Legit.
I was offering you guys to drop something because you guys were the ones that mentioned it to begin with.
Are you going to do like a local one and like a Abra Abra or what?
No, yeah, we can do a local and Abra Abra. We can do Abra Abra.
Okay, cool. International mic?
International. Let me check my music right here real quickly on Tidal. What have I been fucking with? Not international.
You listen to to your music on Tidal?
Tidal and YouTube Music.
Damn. Yeah.
Oh, the my bop every day.
What's is, my bop?
No, my song, my bop.
Oh,
the bop, gosh. The tune that I listen to every day this December is probably Essence. Yeah, I was kid, no Tim's. Oh, there's just something that the Tim's does there. Mm-hmm. Oh, it just gives me a nice.
That's your international vibe. One.
It's my international one, and it's African. Mm-hmm. Keep it at home, boy. Mm-hmm. Keep it at home.
Propaganda. Okay, your local one?
My local one is probably Hand of God, Trinity. Stones and Sticks by Celestial Mike.
Ooh, I also like that. Ooh. I also like that.
Fire Trends. Fire EP.
album, whatever it is, yenza masimba lempahla.
Sloop. International, fuck, I don't even think I've listened to anyone new, like, or anyone who's released anything new internationally. Even like Wizkid, I haven't heard it yet. I'm waiting for the hype to die down.
So that I can it's just that song that people just keep posting. You know, the song is mainstream.
Yeah.
And it's actually dope. That's what just, I was like, ah, dog. Can't fight it.
Song of the year, no?
Yeah, Tim's Essence.
Yeah, so I have no one internationally.
Okay,
but locally, it would have to be Lungelo Manzi's Love and Melanin, hey? I really fucked with Love and Melanin. So, yeah, that's mine. Slew.
Song of the year. Yeah, I went through so much music this year. Yo, fuck. I think I would go with international, I'd go with Valfpack, Wait for the Moment, and then local, and then local, I'd go with,
what I gotta do to
get it? Yeah! It's literally between Matric Dance, Reputation, and Closure.
But it's all on one on one EP.
Yeah. What's the Closure from that EP was like the first track I had on repeat. But then Matric Dance Live was like, and then Reputation is just, it's for the niggas.
Reputation is quite dope.
Reputation's for the niggas.
So definitely.
Love and Melanin is for the ladies.
It's not even, no, Mrs. is for the ladies. Love and Melanin is abstract.
I like it though.
It's a claim for the ladies. You're claiming it for the ladies.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, you're claiming it. I mean,
can you just say, okay, so you, it's just Lungelo Manzi himself, the boy.
Matric Dance.
No way. Yeah. Is there Song of the Years, like the, you know, the actual radio station?
Yeah.
Has the list been released?
Yeah. Big Zulu's gonna take that thing.
You think so?
Nah, I feel like.
Let's do a bit.
I feel like there's also like a Maskandi trend that's out.
Let's make a bet, but
you know,
I need to first go see the list first.
Yeah. I'm being a voter, guys.
Yeah.
I vote, I'm a pin.
Yeah, so... Heavily. Sure.
So you think
so
it's going to be...
So what's the bet? So how much?
No, like 20 rand.
Can't be a podcast bet. Rather talk to on the side than on DM. I'll take that random.
Shit.
What should you do? 50?
Nah,
I'm not... I'm
you work
it.
At... I'm joking.
So, 50.
Hey, you're responsible, Clea.
Yeah, exactly. Michael, you keen to put down a 50?
For the summer of the year?
Yeah.
I think it's a case or something.
Okay. Not a case, like a six-pack at most.
Okay, fine, a six-pack.
But, like, I need to see the list. Where's the list? What is it called?
I'm trying to find it. Cozy FM Top 10 or something like that.
There's Cozy, there's Gaga, it's the Top 100.
No, the Cozy FM one
is the real one.
Is the official.
It's the real one.
What even song played? 2020 didn't have a song.
Oh, I was at Afro Punk and some shitty DJ played me some Bob Marley. I was so depressed.
Wait,
For the New Year's song.
They didn't have a New Year's song into 2020. No wonder 2020 became the way it all started in the beginning of the year. First Jan, that's where it all started. No, I'm not finding it. But anyway, are you finding it?
Nah, Mike's not like searching.
He's not even searching.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah, I think I found it.
So nobody mind. Anything.
Yeah, so you really vibe with that song, eh?
Like Ricky Rake verse. What you gonna do?
No, these are like
2017.
What the fuck?
Okay, I had to find it on YouTube.
Aware.
So Kona Ukeli Kumalo Mpini, Azana Your Love, DJ Shaw, Festive, Big Zulu, Maliningi, mm-hmm. Mampara, A Jazz featuring Tosh, Gazi, and Kalano, John Vuli Gates.
Mm. Oh shit, there's still John Vuli Gates.
Yes.
Mm. Big Zulu was trying like 3 million in 3 weeks.
Ooh. Yeah, John Vuli Gates died now, is it not?
Mm. Yeah, he's dead now.
Hey, let's see, yeah, continue.
Sao, I don't know how to say this, it's S-O-A. Sao Matrix featuring Sean 101 and Soulful G Utando. Okay. You guys know that song?
No.
Oh, that's a banger. Kuzani.
Oh, Kuzani.
Kichele.
Mm.
Yeah.
There's that. Mm. There's Nomcebo Zikode featuring Master KG, Xola Moya Wam.
So everybody pick a song then.
Oh, sick. There's I that. Hate that song.
Okay, yuck. And then did Ooh make it?
Ooh.
My band.
Who's that?
Gog.
Gog?
Gog.
Ooh.
Oh, she's in five. No, she didn't make it.
I don't know.
The last song is I'm a Nigga Nigga, Major League DJs.
Which one is that one?
It's not it. Come on. Hi, chicken.
Because there's two Maniki Nick.
Mm. Bang.
Which one's the other one?
Open some Maniki Nick. Then the Maniki Nick.
That's a vibe.
So there's Amaniki Nick, there's Vuli Gate, there's Kuzani, and then Maliningi. Those are.
Because Kelly Kumalo, people have been raving about that. That's what I heard. It looked sheen on Christmas, like the whole time.
Okay, so Mbin, those are the five that would probably be a.
Yeah. I guess which one is probably at peak or decline, and probably the one which song is getting momentum.
Yeah. So you guys are saying Maliningi?
I'm saying Utando.
I'm saying Maliningi.
Utando.
You saying Utando?
Hey, nah. You guys want to try? Yeah.
Please go.
What who cares?
Oh,
I'm going with that.
No, that is a dope one.
Yeah. And you use Pime?
Shit. You're saying
Maliningi.
Maliningi, you're saying.
Yeah.
Utando.
Yes.
Wait, nah. It's in.
<Don't fuck.
laughs> I will go for Maniki Nick. Hey.
Let's go. So man, it's like a Malay, 200.
Let's go.
Yeah, Malay potato, straight.
Am I going for my Nick and Nick?
Ah, wait. So when we're getting this money, I want to get this bottle before New Year's. I want to drink it on New Year's.
No, but we don't know. We only know on the New Year's.
Can't we just like... Okay.
What the fuck is he saying? No, man. Guys...
200, yeah, let's go.
200.
I'm like between my Nick Nick and the Binga song, the Kuzans.
Yeah, no.
Okay, you have to pick in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
My Nick Nick.
Thanks.
Okay, cool. I'm still my Nick Nicking.
All right. You guys heard it here first. The first bet between us on the contract sign.
200, 600 on the table.
It's a 6-pack. We literally said a 6-pack, guys.
We said 2 clip.
No, you said 2 clip.
Why would you say 2 clip without me hearing this?
We said 2 clip.
I said a 6-pack.
We, dog, it's late.
So yeah, you're gonna get a 6-pack from each of us.
Yes.
Okay, that's it. Send them jello.
So if you you win, you get a 12-pack.
I'm slang on this case.
Ikezi, ah, you're slang.
The losers.
No. Slew will be out here.
Guys, I'm gonna win. Thank you for the free booze.
So you're saying Tando, you're saying Maliningi, I'm saying Maniki Nick. Away.
I'm gonna win this.
Away, okay, guys.
So what do you wanna not a case, but a 12-pack of?
Yeah, Hanigan.
Okay.
You know, Savanta.
But is it still going to be around?
Why wouldn't it?
Isn't it sold out?
Probably, yeah. I went to the booth. I told you the story. When I went to the first store the other day, there was nothing.
Yeah, no, I think it's sold out, bro.
Then Hunter's Dry.
But yeah, Zonkulunkulu's way in the plan.
Of course. If not Savannah Hunter's Dry, I think Slew wants Black Label.
Slew from Stout.
Hansa,
bro.
Oh my gosh, you're so... Ugh. Who do we have on our podcast? I'm kidding. Away, guys. This is beautiful. This was great. Also, we just had our The Cultured Swan year-end party.
Pizza party.
Mm-hmm. Sponsored by The Party Time. Yeah, you know.
How?
What?
And?
Oh, yeah, and Slew, like, put two rand. Mike couldn't even go and fetch it. Useless. Mike is demoted.
To what?
An intern.
Where do you remove an intern?
Yeah, he's demoted to an intern.
Like no, but if you're an intern, where do you go from intern?
What do you mean?
What's the demotion of an intern?
He doesn't get the perks of speaking in the podcast. He just presses the button for sound effects. Exactly. Away. Michael, you want to knock it off?
Peace and love to everybody. I hope you had a Merry Christmas, and I hope you enjoy and have a fucking great New Year's.
Bye.
Okay, sure. Radio DR.co.za.